Hello and welcome to The Shape of Work, a podcast series by SpringWorks. My name is Anoop and I am your host. Each week, we'll be talking to top people managers across the world on the future of work and how it's shaping our workplace. So sit back and get ready to find out more from these movers and shakers as we have a no-holds-barred, anything-goes conversation with them about their journey, their insights, their thoughts, and most importantly, their ideas and vision for the workplace of the future. Join in on the conversation, leave a comment, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Welcome to another episode of Shape of Work podcast. Joining us today, we have Nishit Kumar, the founder of Interstellar Systems. Hi, Nishit. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Very well. Very well. Thank you for asking. Nishit, before we proceed with many other questions, our listeners would definitely want to know a bit about yourself, about your career journey so far.
Okay. So I'm a typical engineer. So I started like my career more than a decade back, and a computer science engineer, and I joined a small firm, a startup, and of course with some marketing roles, and then but eventually I moved towards research and development because my project manager thought that I could be better in it, and he used to like make me work for like almost like 18 hours a day. And okay. Then I actually like, and to be honest with you, like at that time I used to get very irritated and frustrated, okay, what I'm doing and all. But eventually I realized that that's my area of interest, and I started moving towards like in depth, you know, getting to know and understand the technology, how it works. And now I'm like, so over like more than a decade, I've spent my time in exploring new technologies, like starting with like normal website development to IoTs and blockchain. Artificial intelligence was one of my key areas. I was really impressed when I saw that movie of like Iron Man, Jarvis, and I started working there. Yeah, Jarvis, and like 4 years back, I started working on the project, and I'm like, I have something like that can talk. So
absolutely.
So I was really impressed with that. I that was one of the factors that I started taking more interest with the artificial intelligence, and so that makes. So when it comes to the Interstellar, like it happened like 5 years back, I was in US, and then of course like a couple of our co-founders, like I'm one of the co-founders, and so we thought that okay, let's start with solution, giving some solution to the company. The problem is that like we faced it, like many organizations, like I thought that they don't know what they're looking for, because like they're just doing their more of a manual work and doing the same process repeatedly, and where we can like fit ourselves in order to provide them a better solution.
Right.
We started with some organizations like Radius, Very East, Case Cummings, these are US-based firms, and of course HouseAds. So there are many firms we started, and we started getting into discussions, and we provided them a solution. And trust me, they are doing their manual work from about most than 10 or 15 years. They were doing that were clerical work, doing everything, maintaining and lots of without any intelligence in it. We came up with lots of systems, like not only just a CRM, but giving them intelligent systems that can not only do their clerical work, but also give them a decision-making skills as well, that the system can take decisions on their behalf.
Wow.
So I know as not against the employment, but I always, yeah. I'm always like, think of that, okay, how I can automate the things, increasing the accuracy level. And so I'm like freak on this, like creating more and more efficient artificial intelligence.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Honestly. And I also feel that, you know, more of manual work is now, in after 2020's decade, is converting to automation because of this intelligence what we have here, and fitting that in the machineries and letting us work less, just the physical work rather, and getting all automated is definitely going the next level. It's going beyond. So it's superb what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Also, we have heard much about the steep rise in demand for flexible working. With the LinkedIn reporting, I believe 60% increase in searches for remote work, and about 189% growth in application for these positions. Providing this option of flexible working is very vital. So in your opinion, what are the best ways to increase retention rate apart from providing a flexible working environment?
One thing, of course, that is work from home. That, like, nowadays you will see that lots of companies are coming with work from home. Like, maybe I could be wrong if this figure is right, that 70% of the companies are going towards a hybrid models. Right. So, and the point is that I believe in that, okay, like, that's fine. Like, if working from home, like this is my home, actually. Unfortunately, this is half of my home and half of my office, actually.
Okay.
So what I believe in, like, if the person is at their home, and of course, the thing is, they have a kind of work-life balance as well. I know that when I was working in the metros and I was sitting in office, like, from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., I never used to get a chance to see my family, actually, because I was aggressively working. No, at least, like, when I'm at home, like, when I, for a conference call, I just can't move out of my office or a room. I can see my parents. I can see my family, actually. And that is one of the, I think, like, that is one of the most satisfying factor for me. That, okay, I'm continuously working because of my, like, job and because of my profile. I can still be close to my family.
And when they need us, we are always there physically.
Exactly. And yeah, so I think this is something that we started promoting. We came up with a cloud. Of course, we started providing the cloud systems. We started using aggressively the Amazon Workspace. We also have, apart from Distiller, we have a Go4Space brand as well that is completely hosting. So that is, that provides hosting space and, of course, the cloud systems to the users, right? So we actually came up with a system. Okay, let's provide them. We provide internet facilities to them. We provide them, of course, the complete, like this chair and, like, tables for them, so that they can actually taking care of their health and, of course, the posture and everything. And so we are giving them perks by increasing the, of course, and of course that steep rise in, like, working from home, and of course that is actually increasing. And I think, like, companies should motivate them, because anyhow, we used to spend, like, even in a metro, a person used to spend like 2 hours or 3 hours in traveling. So they are somehow actually getting saved, right?
Exactly.
And now, if you are giving them an option to work from home, they are in turn actually, so just because they are happy, they are actually putting more hours to the work and giving a better output.
Higher productivity.
Exactly. And we started moving towards, okay, that's fine. And the person can balance their personal and professional life. It's not always, like, if you talk about us, right, we don't always have, like, we don't have work, like, complete, like, 9 hours in one shot. Suppose, for example, like, maybe we are free for 2-3 hours. We can still utilize that in our personal life, and then, and of course, put that 2-3 hours, like, ahead, maybe utilize it in a, when it's actually required.
Absolutely.
So I think, like, this is good, actually, and our 80% of our strength is work from home. So that's what we are actually also pushing towards it.
Nice. And I'm sure, do you think, because 80% you said is work from home, is there any hamper in terms of productivity and output, or has been there's an increase?
To be honest, initially when this COVID has started, even I faced lots of challenges in, like, managing resources, and my team leaders are, like, complaining, because we were not habitual of working from home, like, because we're not tuned to it. When this COVID thing started, I was in Gurgaon, and then suddenly it started, and it was on hold. Eventually, we
It was a setback for everyone, and I think later things start falling in place.
Exactly. And so that was I think, like, it took, like, few months for everyone to manage it, because, okay, they have to work from home and they were not habitual. They didn't know, their brain was, like, seized for some time, and, okay, eventually they started getting adapted to it. And so, yeah, initially it was really challenging for me, because you keep on messaging and everyone and no one is there, actually. I'm just trying to reach out to someone. Sometimes there's internet issues, electricity issues. Sometimes their mind is not adapted to it, so sometimes they used to, like, flicker around. And so eventually, like, first 6 months was really challenging. After that, we actually start seeing the positive side of it, that people started investing more time, right? Because they are, as I mentioned, their traveling time, their exertion of staying in office and all. They're actually, and we started, of course. So actually, I think like, yes, now it is getting much better. And I think like, when I ask my employers, they don't want to come back to office. Most of them. Yeah. So they're still happy.
True. I agree with that. Totally. Nice. And also, I see that a lot has changed in terms of how we work in the past 18 months as we are just talking. Remote working has taken a big leap indeed. But the downfall of work from home is that the expectation placed is for the employee to be reachable and responsive 24/7. So in your opinion, how can companies regulate these communication practices in such a way that the productivity is maintained without hampering the personal lives of the employees?
Actually, I think like now it's getting, actually there's a reason actually. When this work from home started, right, there was some a bit of a trust issues between the employer and employers, especially managers, because you don't know, because you can't see them, right? And of course, so that was on both the sides, right? And eventually, like, you might have noticed that people started micromanaging them, and that's, of course, there was a like fall in productivity. Now they started micromanaging it, and then back started making that level, like, and then it reaches to went to a peak, and now they're realizing that okay, the work-life balance is important now. And now, as you can see, like first of all, like there are only 9 hours. It's better than 9 hours a day you have to spend, 8+1, right? So, like some of the jobs require a continuous 8 hours, right? Some of the is of course it can be flexible as well, right? Now, what we are, it's better that, okay, like after 7 p.m. or like that, you shouldn't like start bothering your employers unnecessarily, rather than like, because initially it was like 24/7 because there was stress issues. Now everyone is adapted to it.
Yeah.
And I think it happened with many organizations because even the managers were not experienced enough to manage their employees remotely.
Remotely, correct.
Right. It could be a, now they are getting adapted to it. Now the thing is that even after 7 p.m., we don't prefer to call them unless it is highly required. Because now this is a situation where one has to go with it, right? And like if it is like 10 to 7, it is strictly 10 to 7. It shouldn't go beyond 7 unless it is really urgency. Like,
and it should be time bound as a company.
Time bounding, it is important, right? Yeah. And of course, apart from that, if you are asking someone that, okay, there should be like, you have to, like there's some issues and urgency, you should give them a flexibility, maybe next couple of days or next day to adjust that. And, of course, if someone is giving you time, you need to respect their time. It's not like just exploiting them. Exactly. And like, of course, involving them more and more, in the, that is more important. So I think like that is how we are doing that. Like we also learned a lot over these times.
Yeah, I think the challenge was from both the sides initially, from the employee and the employer initially, because we were never in the concept of work from home.
Exactly.
And so it was a, definitely a big challenge initially. And then we are adapted now with this culture and we are quite comfortable. Even the employers are very comfortable. And the trust is building up because the micromanagement, I agree, it was initially manager's responsibility as there was a lot of stress from the upper management.
Exactly.
Yeah, so obviously, eventually the pressure will come to the lower employees, the counselors and the advisors, right? Yes. But now I think things are getting tuned up.
Things are getting better. That's a pyramid, of course, the pressure.
Yeah. true, very true. So, I think things are going better about. That's right. I wanted to know that, you know, As we step in 2020's decade, what top trends are you tracking in terms of changing dynamics of the workspace? And also, are there any that concern you?
Workspace, of course, we need to like dissolve some of our offices. First of all, like of course, because of this pandemic, but. is, I don't, of course, we, rather than having three offices, like, of course, we now have just one office at one metro. And of course, like, and it's always this, it's the choice of the employer, and it's always the necessity. If there's support staff that's required, then only they should come. Otherwise, it's not really required.
Right.
And it of course, there we have the data centers, so that's all for that, just for work. Is so it's not the challenges that I'm facing is, as I said, like, employer, some of the employers do want to come back to office because they are, sometimes they become frustrated because staying back at home, right?
Yeah.
And of course, they should have that option. Of course, at the end of the day, we should give them both the options rather than just enforcing them. It's not a compulsion that you should stay at home. There should be an option as well. So we need to maintain one, some workspaces in order so that at least who really want to come back to office, like, everyone has their personal issues as well. No one can always work from their home, right? So we are giving them option if they want to come once in a week or maybe daily, then they can always come down to office. And they have that all of infrastructure. Some of them, like, are they staying in remote places and all. They don't have that infrastructure. Not everyone has that, like, optical fibers at their home and all. So this is one of the options. Apart from that, like, a virtual workspace concept is coming. Like, of course, it's where, like we are chatting. Like, we have, like, weekly connects with them. We actually party over the virtual, virtually.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Awesome.
Actually, yeah. Zoom. They're like, everyone, like, is like potluck or like that. Like, so they're doing like this thing.
A very good practice for employee engagement that is also needed, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. And what we do as well, that if they're like, we have a budget for every team, like, and so, like, every Friday or once or twice in a month, they actually, like, Domino's and, like, pizzas, and of course, so that we have the addresses, and at a particular time we send them all the goodies, and the dinner is from on the company side. And then, of course, they can actually, like this, they can actually sit virtually and then have their dinner together. And there could be some activities, play games, small games that they can play together. Wow. So that the concept, this is actually a virtual workspace everyone's trying to, because, like, I've seen, like, there's a, like, also apart from that, like, once in a month or, like, or once in a year, once in 6 months, depending upon, of course, the projects and the budgeting, we prefer that all the employees should fly down at one place, maybe activities, and of course join together maybe some hotel. Like 2 weeks back, I was in Ahmedabad, and like, so I prefer to travel in different locations and then I contract with them, or they can come down to, okay. So that is also, like, maybe once in a year, or as I said, depending on the projects and budgets. So companies sponsor that, like, for team wise, and so this is how we are, like, creating that engagement.
That's so lovely, you know, and that gives some extra motivation to the employees, for sure. And they, when the employees are happy, obviously the productivity will go higher. It's directly proportional. That's nice. Yeah. So you do it team wise, or you do a company as a whole? You guys go out.
No, it's actually team wise. It's actually team and a project wise, right? And, like, there's a project that has, like, five resources in it, right? So based on that, we allocate some budgets, and then accordingly we. So it could be on the basis of it, as I said, of course, at the end of the day, like, we try that. For example, we have allocated X budget, like, maybe on that. So if that budget allows, then of course it could be either a dinner they can plan, they can actually fly down to one particular place, and of course if they spend extra, then of course they can always get it refunded from the company.
Right.
So based on that, they can these activities happen, of course.
Okay. And your company, is it globally or is it only in India?
It's global. We have one office in, like, Austin, one there is in, like, Ahmedabad, and of course Gurgaon. Of course, I was living in Noida. We have one office, so that's
right.
So now, actually, like, as I said, like, we have, like, so now, as I said, there were just two offices left, like, one is Noida, one is in Austin, and, like, everyone is working from home.
Right. That's nice. And how do you guys communicate internally? Are you using any tools, Slack, or something?
Yes, we are using Zoom, Skype, Slack, and WebEx.
Okay.
So as actually, it's more of a preference of the client rather than our preference. We usually prefer Skype actually, but every country or every client has their own preferences.
Right. Okay. We as a company at SpringWorks, we use Slack, and we're very very comfortable with it. Yeah. And it's a very very good medium, and we enjoy communicating on it.
Absolutely, it is.
Yes. Also, I wanted to have this another curious question. When an employee has done a great piece of work, going above and beyond, when you are in office environment, and you're passing by, you can always say great job done and pat on the back. However, in this remote environment, there's this little extra conscious effort and time required. So in your view, what are the best ways to establish an effective rewards and recognition policy within the organization? And do you think this can impact the productivity of the employees?
Definitely. Of course, appreciation means is one of the key factors, because you should have a habit of appreciating others, right? And recognizing work. No matter if you've done everywhere you have achieved something or overachieved it, you should always do that. I have a different style maybe. If someone has done a good work actually, so I usually prefer that to surprise them with some giving them some goodies that they were not expecting, and then suddenly they doesn't do well. Okay, so there's something good for you. So so that's why that sudden smile and a motivation, that they were not expecting it, and it's at the doorbell.
Totally. I could feel it right now. How will I be feeling? So that's awesome.
So this is like a small practice that I usually do when I used to get a message. Okay, sir, you sent me something. Really? Okay, what is it? And of course, recognitions. Yes, we have like a quarterly where we actually give them of course, based on their motivation, we give them some credits as well. That is, of course, that adds value to their appraisals. Apart from that, it's a goodies, and of course, there's a monetary benefits as well, depending upon the achievements, like 15K, 10, or 5K, like this kind of rewards. Prefer them. And of course, we use the Amazon gift card as well.
Nice.
Right. So at least they can and vouchers, gift vouchers, right? Where they are based on their localities. And so of course we are involved in these activities. You were saying something. Sorry.
No. I was just wanting to ask that. So there is a peer-to-peer recognition also involved, or it is only from manager to a lower level?
Actually, it's a manager to a team mostly. Peer-to-peer, it depends upon. As I said, we sanction some PT to every team, right? And of course, and then based on that, if they have some kind of achievements, right? Of course, we always have a virtual gift cards as well, or virtual cards, recognition cards that they can always share with anyone, right? Apart from that, they can always, if they have done a considerable work, it's better that, of course, and they're just putting it forward to their manager, then they can, of course, ask them, okay, you can still release those gifts or any goodies they want to. So, it's peer-to-peer, as well. But of course, point is that the work or the achievement needs to be validated, of course. No, because otherwise, everyone might take the advantage out of it as well. We don't want that.
So are you using any tool for these rewards and recognition?
We have an internal tool. We have designed our own CRMs. We have our own CRMs as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we also have single support to the other clients. But ERPs we are using. So track that.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's very nice. So I after talking to you, I think you are someone who is very very employee centric, and that is so nice to know. Honestly, that is so nice to know. And because right now, I personally feel that when you are someone like this, when you are keeping your employees happy and motivated always, the sky is the limit. Exactly. It is amazing to know that, and it is lovely talking to you. Now, unfortunately, I'm running out of time, so we'll have to end this. But it was beautiful to speak to you. I also want to know, in case you know people want to connect and I want to connect with you, is LinkedIn the right place? Or
yeah, LinkedIn is the right place. So it's really, really nice talking to you, and we're of course we're on this podcast. And thank you, SpringWorks, for giving me like inviting me on this platform.
It was great. It was a great session indeed. Thank you so much. I